AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says he has reason to believe another Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen in the coming days.
President Joe Biden bluntly said late Friday he is convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin has made the decision to launch a further invasion of Ukraine, while adding it's not too late to pull back from the brink.
The West is united and resolved. We're ready to impose severe sanctions on Russia if it further invades Ukraine. But I say again, Russia can still choose diplomacy.
In Ukraine Friday, a humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling. Pro-Russian rebels were evacuating civilians, and there was a car bombing in the eastern city of Donetsk. According to estimates from Western officials, Russia now has between 169,000 and 190,000 troops in and around Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A federal judge rejects efforts by former President Donald Trump to toss out conspiracy lawsuits filed by lawmakers and two Capitol Police officers, saying the former president's words plausibly may have led to the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by his supporters. National Archives says former President Trump took classified items with him after leaving office to his Florida resort. The archivists also tell the House Oversight Committee that the Trump administration appears to have failed to keep and preserve social media records. Dante Wright's mother says former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter killed him, and she's getting 2 years in prison.
Today, the justice system murdered him all over again.
The white officer spoke to Wright's family in court.
I am so sorry that I brought the death of your son, father, brother, uncle, grandson, nephew, and the rest of your family to your home.
Wright's family says the judge gave more consideration to the white officer than the black victim. This is AP News. The first spring training games have been canceled by Major League Baseball amid the player lockout.
Players have been locked out since early December, and there will be no spring training games from Florida and Arizona at least through March 4th. There have been only 7 meetings so far between players and owners. The last one lasted just 15 minutes. Spring training was to have started this week, and the exhibition schedule February 26th. MLB told the union it thinks February 28th is the last possible date to reach an agreement that would allow a timely start to the regular season. The players' union says in a statement, nothing requires the league to delay the start of spring training, much like nothing required the league's decision to implement the lockout in the first place. I'm Ed Donahue.
The NFL hires former Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Mary Jo White to investigate an allegation that Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder sexually harassed a team employee more than a decade ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.